Baba has given all secrets to us. Yeah? Then also we can see that our daddies and our seniors have gone. When I came first time, I think 50 daddies were there in 85. Now is only Daddy Ratan Mohini. She's the last one from the first generation. So daddies and seniors have gone. And we can also see that in Yagya, tapasya becomes more important. Meditation becomes more important. So these are the signals in institution, which we can see very clearly. And then in the world, we can also see many signals. And we can see there is a planetary crisis. And yesterday, a famous economist, his name is Rubini, he's very famous. He said the Third World War has already started. Third World War has already started. And so what are the problems we can see in the world? Well, in the world we can see we have a lot of wars going on. Not only Russia and NATO or Ukraine war, but also in Africa there's a lot of wars going on. Very bloody wars. A lot of people die. And we can see sometimes already restriction of movement. In corona crisis, no? We could not travel. We were all in lockdown. So we can see restriction of movement. Then we can see climate change and loss of biodiversity. But we can see a lot of health problems and corona crisis. So this is increasing, and now in Europe they say the next corona wave is coming. We also can see an economic breakdown. At the moment we have a time of inflation. Money seems to become worthless. And petrol is going up, food is going up, rent is going up, everything is going up. Money becomes useless. That is a sign of inflation. And they say that there might be some economic crash is also coming soon. Because all currencies are under stress. All the world economies, the big economies, are under very serious stress also. So a lot of problems in the economic field. We also can see food crisis. And food crisis is happening because climate is changing. And globally, all the harvest is already coming down. And one of the reasons for that is also not only the climate change, but because of energy crisis. Fertilizer has become very costly. Very, very costly. Fertilizer has more than doubled. So because in fertilizer there's a lot of energy. So now what's happening, next season, the farmers will use less fertilizer because it becomes so costly. Because it becomes so costly, we will have less harvest. So we'll also have a fuel and electricity shortage. In Germany now they talk, oh, maybe in January, February, there will be no gas. Maybe we have to switch off the electricity grid for some hours. And I'm now 60 years old and I'm from Germany. And originally we never ever a single hour power cut in Germany. Never ever. I experienced never. Never electrical failure. Never gas failure. Never water failure. And never fuel shortage. Never. It never happened. In my whole life in Germany. Now, they say this year and next year in whole Europe there will be shortage. So these are all the signs in the world what is going to happen. And of course this is affecting a lot the people and the mind of the people. And we can see that people are getting anxiety. And they're getting depressed. And there's a lot of fear. Can you see that sometimes in people there's a lot of fear about future? No? Yes? And we are going to these conferences, and in the conference We can see a lot of people get crazy because they see the world is being destroyed, nobody is doing anything, and especially young people, they have a lot of fear and they have actually a lot of depression. And then when there's depression and fear, then comes anger and then comes panic. And that's what Baba has told us. At the end, he says, there will be total chaos. That's quite an outlook. Huh? And now is the time where the situation in the world is changing rapidly. But the mind of the people is not prepared. We Brahmins, we meditate every day. We hear every day in the Muli, become bodiless, detach your mind from this old world, remember to Baba, remember the golden age, and so on. Remember your perfect shape. But these other people, they're not doing this exercise. So we are doing this exercise, and we are preparing. But they can't prepare. They're unprepared. So they suffer. So the big question is, are we ready? Think about it. Are we ready for that time? For that collapse of civilization? And Baba's message in 2018, I remember there was the NC meeting in Shantivan, and Nivebhai came for giving class, and he says, morning, 6 o'clock, Dadi Gulzar is ringing him, and she gives message for the NC meeting, and Baba says, settle and finish all conflict. Keep food for 6 months to 1 year and make Amrit Vela powerful. What's the most difficult out of these three? What's the most difficult? Are you shy? Did you understand my question? What's the most difficult out of these three? Huh? Settle and finish all conflicts. You see, keep food for 6 months is very easy. You go in supermarket, you buy and you put it. No problem. Actually, I just bought 10 kilo of pasta for safety. And make Amrit Vela powerful, you also can do, no? We can do that, no? But settle and finish all conflict, that is tricky. Live in harmony with all the other BKs. That's a big challenge. So, now I have little homework for you. Visualize such a time of collapse and visualize what is your stage and what is important. Maybe you can think about it for 1 minute and you can talk to each other to where you sit together, and for 1 minute, and just, or for 2 minutes, and just find out, visualize this time and what is your stage and what is important in your stage. No? You understand the question? Okay. So 1 minute, you talk to each other where you sit, and after 1 minute we share. Okay? Okay, Om Shanti. So now we had 2 minutes to share and discuss amongst each other. What is our stage? What should be our stage? And what is important at the time of chaos? Anybody likes to share? Anybody likes to share? Oh, they're very shy. Yes, yes. Come. There, look. Bhaiji, can you switch on the mic? Hello, microphone. Second mic, switch on. Shuna, come.
Okay, come, it's Shuna. On. Yeah.
You tell me what you want, I tell them. They can hear me.
Okay.
They can hear me inside.
They can hear. Okay.
You don't have to run. Okay. Yes.
said Belinda volunteered me, but she asked that I share about our experience. We had riots in Durban, South Africa.
Riots, okay.
Yeah, and during that time, it was quite violent, and there were gunshots, and all stores were being ransacked.
Looted.
And looted, yeah. And
with
so,
fire also.
Yes, fire, and also and everything being stolen. And you could see fridges and equipment, lounge suites, walking along the road away to the informal settlements. And so I was in the center alone and just quietly looking out to see what was happening. And luckily, well, I'm alone, so there was enough store for one person. But I used it as time to then write 8 commentaries for Times in Crisis while sitting in Baba's room, and then I shared it with communities. There wasn't fear really, but at times, the first day, I thought it would turn over, and you know, it would just be a day. But by the next day and the next night, when it continued, I thought, okay, I need to find my passport, pack a bag. But I never got down to it, and it settled by the end of 5 days.
So what was important for you? Which stage was important?
Yes, which stage? For me, being detached and connecting and supporting the environment,
okay,
with the energy.
Being detached and supportive.
Yes. So whilst there was unlimited social media, and the WhatsApps were going crazy, and you could get very absorbed in that, and you needed to know what was happening around you, but not to focus on that entirely.
On what you had to focus?
I knew enough, and then I thought, okay, I don't need to look at the phone anymore, and I could have yoga.
Because if you look too much social media, it can also create fear and anxiety.
Yes.
Because all the other people are full of fear and anxiety.
Yes.
And
yes.
They share all the drama situation, they share all the bad news.
And false news.
Yeah,
lots
and
of
false news.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So detachment was your most important point. Anybody else likes to share something? Wow. Hello. Nobody likes to share?
I can share a bit. But let's see if there's anyone else.
So many shy people. They don't prepare for the end. Ah.
Just thinking on the spot, and what came to me is just keep flowing. And what I mean, keep flowing, does not mean don't just hide. Obviously, if your security needs it, then hide. But, what Baba tells us, surf with your mind. Keep putting out there that what you want to see, and also take actions and be courageous. I think that's all important.
Be courageous, take action. Okay, thank you very much for your input. I collected a couple of ideas what we can do in such a time, and it's very important we stay optimistic and positive, because you know, outside it's chaos, people are full of fear, anger, there's chaos, and I have to stay optimistic, you know. And here we have two animals which are very optimistic. Monkey is very optimistic, because monkey believes I can catch the elephant, no problem. And elephant is also very optimistic, because he believes monkey is strong enough. So they're very optimistic, you know, and it is like us and Baba, you know, because Baba will catch us. Baba is there and Baba will hold us. So we have to stay positive and optimistic, even if outside there's big chaos. So, big question is, what is our task in such time, and what is our duty? And very, very important is that we become an angel and a healer. you know, and the sign of an angel is he's detached and he's floating above the ground. He's not touching the ground. So he's observing from above all the chaos and all the disaster in front of us. Then we should, in such times, we should also raise awareness and consciousness. We should be aware about Gyan and what is our role, what is our duty, what is going on, and that it is totally normal because it happened 5,000 years ago. As a preparation for this time to come, we also should change our lifestyle, yeah? And make it more simple and easy so we can survive with little food, little water and little energy. We can use solar energy as much as possible. The energy for this presentation comes from the solar which is installed backside. And the emergency light comes also from solar. The energy for cooking your food is coming from solar energy. The light in Baba's room, the sound system, all this, and the street light in the night comes all from solar energy. We have a lot of solar energy in Gyan Sarovar. And at the end, last point is, become a magician. So I will talk about these 5 points, and for each point, give some examples what is going on also in Yakya. Yeah? So, become an angel. And Daddy was always such a beautiful example. When I came in Gyan, Daddy was there, and almost all my life in Gyan, Daddy was there and was a very powerful example, a spiritual example. And suddenly, unfortunately, she left us. And quite some drama. And Daddy was always a source of inspiration. And she says, become an angel, be a helper of God, be loving and compassionate. Have love and compassion for the whole world, but also compassion and love for yourself. Accept your own role, your situation, wherever you are, whatever is going on, accept it. Be at peace with your own situation. Be a healer for the world. Send in meditation, vibration of peace and love to the world. And Baba says, the service of the mind is the most important. Mansa Seva. And at the end, this will become very, very important. Because you cannot do anything else than Mansa Seva, the service through the mind. And lastly, be a guide to the light. Baba says at the end, you will guide all the souls towards Paramdham. And there will be a procession of all the souls returning home. So this is when you become aware and you raise your consciousness. And Daddy was always such a great inspiration. So now we have to ask ourselves, what is our angelic speciality and how can it help others and Baba to create a new world? So think a little bit about it. What is your speciality? What is your angelic speciality? You're very loving, or you're very compassionate, or you have the sword in your hand and bring justice. You know, Saint Michael, I think, is the angel which kills the dragon. So are you killing the dragon? Or are you without a sword and you're very loving, very sweet, very detached? So in order to prepare for that time to come, we have to visualize our stage. How is your stage when chaos breaks out? Because you cannot give Gyan. You cannot say, read the Murli, everything will be okay, or do the 7 days course. That won't help anymore. You have to become the embodiment of virtues and of power. So you can project love, peace to all those souls which are in turmoil. So visualize your angelic stage. Do you do it sometimes in meditation? Who's visualizing his angelic stage? Anybody doing? They're very shy people. 1, 2. Okay. Ah, they are good. Gold medalist. Okay, we have a couple of angel visualizations. Very nice. Okay, so this is about our visualization of our speciality. Now I would like to come a little bit to the next step. What can we do? How we can raise awareness and consciousness? And you might know that Brahma Kumaris has created an environmental initiative. And since 15 years we go to the UN Climate Conference. And since 10 years we go to the UN Biodiversity Conference. And since 3 years we go to the UN Conference Against Desertification. And so we are going to many, many conferences around the world, to the UN Climate Conferences, but also in Brussels to the EU conferences, and in Africa, in Nairobi, to the UNDP conferences, and Brahma Kumaris is accredited. It means we are officially registered now with the United Nations as an observer organization. It means we officially can participate, and we can also make programs, press conferences, etc., etc., at these conferences. And you know who was the biggest environmentalist and animal lover? This was our Brahma Baba. You know? See, this is a baby camel, a baby Rajasthan camel. And I remember when I came first to Mount Abu, there were so many camels here still with a cart, and they were using for transport, and also bullock cart. And I think when Brahma Baba came, they were using the bullock cart in Mount Abu for transport. You know, no taxi. Very nice, no cars. So Brahma Baba was a very great animal lover and environmentalist. And Brahma Kumaris has created an environmental initiative. And it is in order to educate our centers, educate you also what is going on, create an understanding of our relation to the environment, but it is also because we are going professionally to the United Nations conferences. So we needed a professional platform. So we created the Brahma Kumaris Environment Initiative, and we have brochures, and I have put 100 there, and at the end of the program you can pick up, everybody can pick up one brochure. And we have a very good web page, ecobrahmakumaris.org, with a lot of information what can be done. And we propagate the 10 ways to change, become positive, become loving, become vegetarian, etc., etc. But we also try to inspire people to change on the inside, become a change maker, become a dreamer, and so on. And with these ideas, we go to the UN Climate Conference. And we're trying to inspire people to change on the inside. So we have a lot of ideas which we can use in the conferences. Live simple, take care and be compassionate, build relation for the end, create sanskaras of golden age, good karma with metta, with the environment, create good karma with metta, sustain Baba's task, give Baba's message, and prepare also for the collapse and for the end which is coming. So all these ideas are in the Environment Initiative. And we have a lot of activities for the centers also. We have a campaign, Plastic Free Yagya. We have a travel compensation. You can give a little bit of money and you can compensate for your travel emissions. We have also guidelines for the centers, how to collect waste, how to use electricity, and so on, and so on, and so on. We have also a certificate if you want. You can undergo a certification process. And we have regular newsletters. And if you like, you can go to the webpage and there's our email address. And on this brochure is our email address. And you can send us an email and we will put you on the green newsletter. We will send it every 2 months. It's about 2, 3, 4 pages, what is going on, who is doing programs, and so on and so on. Yeah? And in the Environment Initiative, we propagate 5 R's. Rethink before you buy or before you do anything. Do I really need it? Reuse as much as possible. Reduce your consumption, reduce water, reduce electricity, reduce everything, whatever you can. Recycle as much as possible and refuse to follow all trends, all shopping trends. The 5 R's, very easy. Because nowadays we're all consuming too much. We also go regular to the UN Climate Conference, and here you can see a picture of the Glasgow Climate Conference last year in December in UK, United Kingdom. And Sister Jenty is the head of our green team, so it's always very good with Jenty Ben to be 2 weeks together, have interviews, programs, meet VIPs, and Brahma Kumaris is very active in the field of interreligious dialogue. So we team up with other religious organizations, Buddhist, Christians, Muslims, Hindus, and so on, in order to create an alliance for environmental protection. And the Pope has written 4 years ago a very powerful statement. It's called Laudatio Si. It's an encyclical where the Pope says you have to protect the environment and business should become green. And all the business leaders were very angry on the Pope because he very clearly told them, if you go on like this, you will destroy the earth. So everybody is aware now, and Brahma Kumaris is trying to unite. And we have a lot of programs with other religious groups at the climate conference. We also have exhibitions, and we have press conference, and so on. And now in tomorrow I leave for Egypt, and there will be the next climate conference, and they expect 20, 30,000 people to come, and 2, 3,000 people from the press. So every 5 meters somebody is interviewing you. And all the major television stations are there, everybody is there. And so many prime ministers, ministers, presidents are coming for this conference. So it's a very, very big affair. And here you can see last year our group with Sister Jenty in, we have been in, near to Glasgow at a very nice location. And at this climate conference, what happens now, 15, 20 years ago when we went to this conference, the people made jokes on us. They said, what are you funny yogis doing at these conferences? You white-dressed funny yogis. We said, oh, we are very good people. We want harmony with the environment. They say, oh, no problem. We will take money, technology, and strategy, and we will fix all the problems in the world. And now, after 10 years, the people come to us, and they say, oh, please, please help me. I'm so restless. I lost my peace. I lost my hope. Because the paradigm is changing. Destruction of the world becomes mainstream. So people openly talk now also at the conference that it is too late, that the end is coming, and humanity is facing collapse of civilization and destruction of our planet. This is what people are talking. And they're coming to us now and ask, please help us. Please guide us. So now I'm coming to the next issue. What is Brahma Kumaris doing in the field of renewable energy or solar energy? I had these 5 points, so this is the third point. So Brahma Kumaris is doing a lot of research since the last 25 years. We are a recognized research center, and Brahma Kumaris is the biggest institutional user of solar energy in India. And meanwhile, everybody in India knows it, that Brahma Kumaris is the leader in solar energy. So we have a very, very good reputation. Baba's magic. And we do a lot of research in different technologies. For example, here, this is Gyan Sarovar, behind training section. We have 200 kilowatt totally photovoltaic in Gyan Sarovar. Meanwhile, we have 300 kilowatt, and we produce the electricity to some extent for this campus. This is another picture. This is our Om Shanti Retreat Center near Delhi. And in ORC, we have here photovoltaic, 400 kilowatt, and here we have solar cooker. So we are producing steam for cooking, but we also produce electricity for the power. And this is our solar steam cooking system in Gyan Sarovar, on top of the kitchen. And when you go to kitchen and you take your meal, you go one floor higher and you can visit the solar cooker. It's 25 years in operation now. 25 years in operation. This is our Shantivan campus. And you can see here solar steam cooking system. And here you can see photovoltaic. We have also a lot of photovoltaic systems in Shantivan. And 8 years ago we had the idea to build a big solar power station that is called India One. This was a $15 million project, and 50% came from German government, 25% from Indian government, and 25% came from the Yagya. And we built these big dishes, and we focus the sunlight, produce steam, and we drive a turbine. And we produce electricity. And you can see here a full picture. These are 770 dishes. Here's also photovoltaic. This is our workshop, and here's the turbine house. Sorry. And around it, we planted organic farming. So we planted 2,000 trees, and we have organic farm. I have water. So this is a very ambitious project, and we were working for 8 years. And I was not sure if we will make it. There were so many problems, financial problems, technical problems, and human resource problems. But Daddy's blessing, Baba's blessing, and it happened. And the project is running. Very, very lucky. We did also a lot of training in education. We trained the local people there, and we made qualification for them. We also made 50 workshops with engineers, and we trained them in this technology. So we did lots and lots and lots of programs. So this is part of the solar energy, and at your home place you can always use solar energy also. You can use a solar cooking box, you can use a solar lantern, or if you have your own house, you can put solar photovoltaic on roof, produce electricity, or you can produce solar hot water. You can plant a little garden. You can grow your own vegetables. You have a lot of options. Yeah, now I would like to inform you about another very important project. It's called Sustainable Yogic Farming. And this is a project which is done by the rural wing of Brahma Kumaris. They're active since more than 10 years. And the idea is that we select farmers and farms, and we train the farmers in meditation. And we teach them to give drishti to the seeds and give drishti to the land. You know, and drishti means 5 minutes drishti to the seeds with positive thoughts. I love you, you're very good, you're my friend, and so on. No? And then we had one field with yogic farming and another field without drishti, without meditation. And the results are very interesting. You see here is a yogic farming result with carrots. And you can see here, this is carrots with chemical. This is means conventional. This is carrots with drishti and meditation. And this is organic without meditation. So what we find out, the best result and the best taste is when you grow the carrot with meditation, organic. And the smallest and the least taste is with chemical, without anything. This is the result. And here you can see a result with wheat, with meditation, and here without meditation. And you can see that the harvest is up to 30% better. And we don't have any bugs or any infestation. Now, some days ago we had a panel discussion with Sister Jenti and Brother Raju and myself. And Raju Bhai, who is in charge of the rural wing, he shared with us that now they selected 70 farms where they practice yogic farming, 70 farms in India. And the Indian Ministry of Agriculture is interested to use yogic farming all over the India. Isn't that a nice idea? No? That we teach the farmers to give drishti to the plants, and they're reacting. No? We also have created a nice platform called Yogis for Future. Yogis for Future is also to raise the awareness and offer people a method for easy meditation. We collected 150 meditation commentaries, the best English meditation commentaries we could find, put them on the web page, and we are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and we invite like-minded people to go to this web page every morning and meditate for 6 to 8 minutes. And we have created a bookmark, and in the climate conference we give everybody this bookmark and we tell him, go to this page and meditate every morning 6 minutes. And we have 10 different categories: meditation for the self, meditation for the environment, meditation for good relations, meditation for happiness, meditation for peace, meditation to become powerful, meditation to become an angel, and so on and so on. And we have collected 150, and now we try to make it also in Hindi, you know. And we are also on webpage, we are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's a low budget project, so very little money. And small team, only 5 people. Yeah, and it's working very nice, and more and more people, they use it regular. No? So, and we are trying to inspire people that the world is changing and that a new paradigm is coming. And this new paradigm is telling us that my inner world and my outer world are connected. And why is that so important? Because Baba says when you change on the inside, the world on the outside will change. And now I come to the last point, how to become a magician. And why it is so important to change our inner mindset and our thoughts. And I would like to inform you about a very famous scientist. Her name is Ellen Langer. She's a professor at Harvard University, and she's a founder of positive psychology. And she also works on illusion control and so on. And she carried out hundreds of experiments where she changed the mindset of the people, and then she found out if that has any effect on their behavior. And I would like to share one very interesting experiment. She made it with 50 students. So 25 students, she gave a positive crossword puzzle. You know, positive words like powerful, successful, beautiful, energetic, and so on and so on. So they had 2 hours a crossword puzzle with positive words. And she gave the other 25 students a crossword puzzle with negative words. Hate, disease, hair loss, diarrhea, you know, all these bad words, the things, tooth pain, all these bad things you don't like in your life, no? I sure you know some. And then she sent this group into another building on the third floor, one by one. But what she did not tell to the students, that she was measuring the time and she had a camera on the staircase on the third floor. So the students who had the positive crossword puzzle, positive crossword, they were walking down, da-dum-dum-da, and they walked on the third floor into the other room. The students who had the negative crossword puzzle took double the time. All of them. And when they came to the stairs, they walked up like old people. They had to pull themselves up, you know, very slowly. And they said, ouch, oh my God, I have to go up on the third floor. So it took 2 hours, positive mindset, you're very energetic. 2 hours, negative mindset, you take double the time and you feel very, very weak. And she did hundreds of experiments where she find out that our mind controls the body. And our mind controls the action. And the attitude, the mindset, controls everything. This is why Baba says, in the morning, what's the first thing we should do? Think positive upon yourself. Bless yourself at Amrit Vela. So today I have a very busy day. Because I have to do packing, I have to give class, this, that. So in the morning I set myself in Amrit Vela, I said, okay, Golo, everything will happen very easy, don't worry. You will do this very easy, then you will do this very easy, then this will happen very easy, class will be very easy, then the packing will be easy, everything will be smoothly. And everything is going so far very smoothly. Because in the morning, I programmed myself. So Baba says, Amrit Vela is the foundation. And once we are very good in this, then we can start blessing others. The other person is good, you are good, you're all very good, you all will become perfect. And once we're good in this, then we bless the whole world. We give blessings to the whole world. And this is what Baba is asking us. And this is that we become a magician. Because our thoughts, our mantra seva reaches out and controls reality. There's also a lot of scientific evidence about the power of meditation. Because Baba says you have to change in meditation your old karma and you have to change old sanskaras. Every day Baba speaks on the old, on the bad sanskaras and on Maya. And basically, this is my old program, which I carry with me in my mind. It's my mindset. So, I would like to share with you some of the science evidence, which is very helpful sometimes if you talk to people about meditation. So science did a lot of experiments about meditation. And they found out that if you meditate regular, it increases your social competence. It means you love yourself and you love others. Secondly, it deepens relaxation and improves health, which we know already. But it now is very interesting, it increases the number of brain cells and activity. It means your brain cells start growing again and the activity is increasing. And thirdly, and now it becomes very interesting, it changes habits and awareness. And meditation, they found out, or yoga, is the only method which is changing your habits. And that's why Baba says, if you meditate and remember me, the original sanskars will emerge from golden age. And that's what science also found out. And they've done hundreds of experiments, and they're using meditation now in so many health applications, also for people who are mentally ill. So, how to become a magician and heal the world? Coming to the last chapter, and I would like to talk very briefly about the world of quantum physics. And there has been a very famous experiment which has been done first time 1930 in quantum physics. And science wanted to find out what is the nature of light. So they had a light source, they had a screen, here screen, and they had a wall with two holes. And if the light is a particle, you get a light spot here and a light spot here. And if light is a wave, you get many light spots here. So when they did this experiment, there was a problem. Sometimes they got one result, light is behaving like a particle. And sometimes they got the other result, light is behaving like a wave. So they changed the location. And then they changed also the laboratory equipment. But still, sometimes they got this result, and sometimes they got that result. And in science, that's very confusing because you want one result. You don't want two results. So finally, they found out that something is influencing the outcome of the experiment. You know it, I know. Anybody knows it? Very famous experiment. Huh? Shout it. Oh! Ah, observer, yes, very good. Good. Yes, it's the observer. It's very funny. If the person who conducts the experiment observes the experiment, light behaves like a wave. And the moment I change my attention, I look to you, light behaves like light is a particle. And if I change my observation to you, light behaves like a wave. And if I look back, light becomes again a particle. And this drove science crazy. And Einstein in the beginning didn't want to accept it. He says that's the ghostly effect. And he didn't like it. The reason is in science, 200 years ago, they say the mind, your thoughts and your emotions have no influence into the physical world. They're totally separate. Prayer, meditation, it's for the weak one. It's for the babies. It's not for real people. Real people live in the scientific world. This is facts and this is matter. And in this experiment, they find out that matter and your thoughts are connected. And if I observe something, I shape it, I change it. So what does it mean? Our own thoughts and vision create reality. And this is something very fundamental. And this is what science is slowly also agreeing now. That our thoughts and vision create reality. We are all the time connected to reality, and all the time we observe reality and we shape it. And Baba says, in Golden Age, you're master over matter. And when you become pure and soul conscious, you will become master. And matter will follow you. At the moment, we are impure, and matter is a lot influencing us and controlling us. But the moment we become pure, we become soul conscious, we become loving and detached like an angel, we become master over matter. Our thoughts create visions, our thoughts and visions create the reality. And this is what Baba is telling us all the time through the mulis. Now if you think deeply about it, it's very powerful. We become magicians. Because we visualize the Golden Age, and then it's happened. Because mind is controlling matter. It's not opposite. And as long as we observe the reality, we shape it. If we see a person and we say, oh, this is a very good person, we give him a good drishti, that person will feel and thinks, oh, I'm very good. But if the person comes and will think, oh, I don't like this guy, oh, I hate him, he will feel like, oh, and he says, oh, I'm such a bad person, because he can feel the vibration. All the time we shape the reality around us. And the world as we see it is a mirror of our consciousness. So once we change inside the consciousness, the vision, matter follows. And this is what science tells us. Some scientists, they say that the consciousness is connecting to quantum field. And quantum field is controlling physical reality. So all the time we control the world around us. And Baba says, the clock, the time, is also with you. So the soul controls time and space. And time and space creates the physical reality. Just think about deeply what it means. We are masters of this world. It's quite amazing. So, and in this, we have three forms. We are Brahma, we are Vishnu, and we are Shankar. Brahmins are very, very good. They're very good Vishnu. Vishnu is the sustainer. We're all very good in sustenance. No? when you go back, you think on your home place, on your bank account, hopefully there's enough money on it. You think on your job. You think on your car. You think on your working place, on mama and papa and friends and relatives, you know? And whilst you think on all these things, you sustain them. You observe them and you shape them. So we are very good in sustenance. We even think all the time on the body. You know, my knee is paining a little bit, I should take my pills and I should do some exercise, you know, and my stomach is empty, I should eat something. So all the time we're in sustenance. Brahmins are master of sustenance. We forgot about creation. Our Brahma is very weak because soul is no more shining. We are no more master. And we are scared of Shankar. We are scared of death. Who is not scared of death? Who is fearless of death? Hands up. Who is fearless of death? 1, 2, 3. You know, fearless of death means fearless of pain. Sudden death, no? Okay, some hands with delay. You see, 1 month ago, I was in a hurry, and I had 3 tablets. So usually, all vitamin tablets, useless tablets. So I got them as a gift. So normally I take 1 tablet, little water, and then the next one. So I took all 3 tablets and water because I was in a hurry. And 1 tablet didn't go. It stuck. It's not funny. 15 seconds, 20 seconds, I couldn't breathe. I was like, ugh! And my whole life passed in front of me. And I thought, oh, that's it. That's the end. And then I was coughing and the tablet went in my lung. That's why my voice is a little bit funny. I had to do an operation afterwards. It was very tough. But I had a near-death experience. And I realized I'm not ready. To become fearless of death is a big thing. Some are laughing. Very funny, huh? Death is tough. So just think about it, because Baba says death is in front of us. The big thing. Good. So think about it, about your 3 forms. Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the sustainer, and Shankar, the destroyer. And we play all 3 roles. We're creators, sustainers, and destroyers. And now we have to emerge Brahma, the creator, and Shankar, the destroyer. We have to let go of the old world. Because Baba says, the time is with the children. We control space and time. Our consciousness. As long as we are attached, golden age cannot come. Because our observation shapes reality. No? So you're masters. Okay, so what we should do? Imagine your perfect world. Imagine golden world, golden age, and what you're doing there. So now think, what's your visualization for golden age? And what role do you play there? Sometimes in meditation, it's very nice to make a golden age meditation. Meditate with golden age. This is our world. And most important in golden age is love. Love is most important. I love myself. I love the world. I love everybody else. Nature, the trees, everything is love. Love is the highest vibration. And love can heal everything. And once I'm in love, there's peace, there's harmony, there's beauty. There's perfection, purity, bliss, prosperity, happiness. It's timeless. We have no clocks, no internet. And it's just. It's the perfect world. It's golden age. So visualize your time in golden age. And visualize what is your role there. And this is also one exercise in meditation, which we can do. So I have some more slides. So I'm coming now to the end of this presentation. And we all got a lot of information. I shared a lot of information with you about the state of the world. Climate change is happening. The world is being destroyed in front of our eyes. Harvest is collapsing. Economy is collapsing. But the relation between countries is collapsing. The number of wars is increasing. And at the same time, economy is going downhill. Everything becomes more costly. And these are all things Baba has told us. I spoke with you about the signals in Yajna and the signals in the world and what to be expect in the future, that all this will increase. And we made a little exercise. What is our mindset at the end, at the time of chaos, and how we can help people? Then I share with you 5 points. Become an angel. Raise awareness and consciousness. Do service through conferences, in the centers, through courses. And a lot of things happen in internet now. There are many BKs who came in Gyan through internet, and gentlemen last time called them the Zoom babies. And there were 20 souls who came through Zoom in Gyan. Anybody here who came through Zoom in Gyan, through Zoom course? Okay, here are some. These are our Zoom babies. Welcome. So Baba says at the end, you will use all the technology which is available. And that's happening also now. So then we spoke about renewable energies and what we can do. That here in Brahma Kumaris we are very active. We are preparing Baba's institution for the end days. And Baba gave once a blessing in the Murli. Abhyak Bab Dada said, outside there will be darkness and you will have light. So Baba gave the blessing for the solar systems. And then we spoke in last chapter how important is meditation and how your mindset is connected to physical reality. And the last chapter was about become a magician. Because our mind is controlling space, our mind is controlling time. We are masters of creation, sustenance and destruction. So become aware about your three forms and emerge now, Shankar, the destruction, and Brahma, the creator, and put Vishnu, sustenance, a little bit beside. Because we have been very good. We have been so good in sustenance for such a long time. Now is time to become an angel and to become detached. So for all of us, it's actually time to join hands and send good vibration to the whole world. This is the service of the mind. And Baba says at the end, you cannot go out of your center, you cannot move, you will just stay put and you will become an angel and you will send vibration of light, love, and perfection to the world. So there's a lot of information, and I hope one or the other fact has been new to you, has been inspiring to you. If you're interested in our environmental initiative, you can come here at the front at the end of the program and everybody can take one brochure. And if you're interested in Yogis for Future, there's a little bookmark with all information also lying there. And if you're interested in our green newsletter, you can contact us. We will put you on the mailing list. And I like to do with you at the end one joint meditation for a couple of minutes. And then I hope this presentation has been given in the first group and is available online in the Brahma Kumaris in the Gyan Sarovar online, you have to ask the video brothers. So this presentation, these slides, it's all online. Yeah? Okay, so anybody has a question? A comment? You're very shy people. You're the most shy people I ever had. At least you're laughing. That's good. Okay, so I would say we close with a meditation, with a guided meditation, yeah? Some red light and some little soft music. And we do 5 minutes meditation. I give a little bit of a commentary. Om Shanti. I relax the body. I take a deep breath. I am a soul and live in my forehead. I connect to the divine, the supreme being. I can feel Baba's presence. And love and purity and power is coming to me. I become aware that these are my original qualities. This is my true nature. Love, peace, power, and purity. I am an angel. I see the world from above. I see the world and all its problems. The wars, the tension, the destruction of nature, the poverty, the fear of the people. I'm holding the hand around the world. And I give drishti to the whole world and to all the people on the planet. Love. Peace. Power and purity. I share this with all the people. I share this with all the animals. And I share this with nature. I am a deity. All powers are with me. I'm visualizing how this world changing into a beautiful, wonderful new planet. I am perfect and I'm very happy. The world is beautiful. Everything is in harmony. This is Sat Yuga, the age of truth. And I'm there. I am the master of time and space. I let go the old world. I let go my mindset, my own fears, and my own weaknesses. I become a master over time and matter. I become a change maker. An angel. Nothing can touch me. Baba's love and Baba's light is reaching out to the world. And I become a healer. I heal myself and I heal the world. Love, peace, power, and purity. Om Shanti.